Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Gene Larkin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, David West. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ernie Riles. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Joe Slezarski. And now, play ball. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mack strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Knoblauch hits a line drive into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Puckett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Henderson hits a pop-up into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Henderson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Canseco strikes out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Steinbach takes first base on 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steinbach moves to second. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. McGuire takes first base on 4. Steinbach moves to third. Jacoby moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Harper hits a line drive towards first. McGuire reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bordick hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Pagliarulo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McGuire hits a line drive off the glove of Pagliarulo, and into shallow left field. McGuire reaches second base with a double. Jacoby moves to third. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bordick fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. Riles strikes out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarulo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pagliarulo hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco strikes out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Steinbach strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Shane Mack batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. McGuire hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive off the glove of Harbeck, and into shallow right field. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 2 in the game. Riles hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0 for 2 in the game. Bordick takes first base on ball 4. Steve Bedrosian now pitching. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Henderson is 3 for 3 in the game, with three home runs. He's got three RBIs. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Riles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards second. Riles can't make a play. That's a base hit. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a line drive for a single. Davis moves to third. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarulo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bordick fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 3 in the game. Canseco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5 to nothing. Athletics. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacoby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McGuire is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 0 for 2 in the game. Larkin hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gagne moves to second. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 3 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground, foul, into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Knobloch reaches second base with a double. Gagne scores. Mack moves to third. It's 5-1, Athletics. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a line drive beyond short. Bordick can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mack scores. Knobloch scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Joe Klink now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Puckett moves to second. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Puckett scores. Harbeck moves to second. It's 5-4, Athletics. Kevin Campbell now pitching. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-5, Twins. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Pagliarulo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pagliarulo hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0-for-3 in the game. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Dan Gladden pinch runs for Gene Larkin. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Shane Mack now playing right field. Dan Gladden now playing left field. Terry Leach now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a line drive into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Riles is 0-for-3 in the game. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines pinch hits for Mike Bordick. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Twins. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 0-for-4 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguilera fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 6. The Twins will come to bat. Ernie Riles now playing shortstop. Mike Gallego now playing second base. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Mack hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Twins. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Canseco. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harbeck strikes out. 2 outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco strikes out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Oakland Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.